Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to describe a book or article that changed your perspective in IELTS speaking. The topic, describe a book or article that changed your perspective on something, is a common and engaging subject in IELTS speaking tests. It allows candidates to showcase their ability to articulate personal experiences, demonstrate critical thinking, and express opinions. This topic has appeared frequently in past IELTS exams and is likely to remain relevant in future tests due to its versatility and the insights it provides into a candidate's cognitive processes and communication skills. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about reading habits and preferences. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you enjoy reading? Band 6 to 7. Answer. Yes, I do enjoy reading. I try to read for at least 30 minutes every day, usually before bed. It helps me relax and learn new things. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. I'm quite passionate about reading. I find it to be an invaluable source of knowledge and a great way to broaden my horizons. I make it a point to dedicate at least an hour each day to reading, whether it's fiction for pleasure or nonfiction to expand my understanding of various subjects. Q. What types of books or articles do you prefer? Band 6-7. Answer. I like reading both fiction and nonfiction. For fiction, I enjoy mystery novels, and for nonfiction, I often read articles about science and technology. Band 8-9. Answer. I have eclectic tastes when it comes to reading material. In terms of books, I'm particularly drawn to thought-provoking literary fiction that challenges my perceptions. As for articles, I'm fascinated by pieces on cutting-edge scientific discoveries and in-depth analyses of current global issues. I find that this diverse range of reading helps me maintain a well-rounded perspective on the world. Part 2. Long-term. Cue card. Describe a book or article that changed your perspective on something. You should say, what the book or article was about, when you read it, why you decided to read it, and explain how it changed your perspective. Band 6-7. Answer. The book that changed my perspective was Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind by Yuval Noah Harari. I read it about 2 years ago after a friend recommended it to me. The book is about the history of human beings, from prehistoric times to the present day. I decided to read it because I was curious about human history and wanted to understand how we became the dominant species on Earth. The book covers topics like the cognitive revolution, agricultural revolution, and scientific revolution. This book changed my perspective on human progress and society. It made me realize that many things we consider natural, like money or nations, are actually human inventions. It also showed me how our actions as a species have had both positive and negative impacts on the world. After reading Sapiens, I started to think more critically about our society and the reasons behind our beliefs and systems. It encouraged me to question things I had previously taken for granted and to consider the long-term consequences of human actions. Band 8-9 Answer. The book that profoundly altered my perspective was Factfulness by Hans Rosling, which I delved into about 18 months ago. This groundbreaking work challenges our preconceived notions about the state of the world and presents a data-driven, optimistic view of global progress. I was compelled to read it after watching one of Rosling's TED Talks, where he eloquently debunked common myths about global development. His engaging presentation style and counterintuitive insights piqued my interest, prompting me to explore his ideas further through the book. Factfulness systematically dismantles 10 instincts that distort our perspective, such as the gap instinct, the negativity instinct, and the fear instinct. Rosling meticulously demonstrates how these instincts lead us to have an overly pessimistic view of the world, despite significant improvements in areas like global health, education, and poverty reduction. This book fundamentally transformed my outlook on global development and media consumption. It instilled in me a more nuanced and balanced view of progress, teaching me to critically analyze statistics and seek out factual information rather than relying on sensationalized headlines. Moreover, it cultivated a sense of cautious optimism about our collective future. I now approach global issues with a more discerning eye, always striving to contextualize information and consider long-term trends rather than isolated events. Perhaps most importantly, factfulness reinforce the importance of continuous learning and challenging one's own biases. It has motivated me to actively seek out diverse perspectives and to remain open to changing my mind when presented with compelling evidence. Follow-up questions. How has this book influenced your daily life? Band 6-7. Answer. The book has made me more aware of how I consume information. I try to fact-check news articles and be more critical of statistics I see in the media. Band 8-9 answer. The impact of factfulness on my daily life has been truly transformative. It has instilled in me a habit of questioning my initial reactions to news and statistics. I now consciously strive to seek out multiple sources and perspectives before forming opinions on complex issues. This heightened awareness has not only made me a more informed citizen, but has also improved my decision-making skills in both personal and professional contexts. Do you think books have the power to change society? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I believe books can change society. They can spread new ideas and make people think differently about important issues. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. Books possess an unparalleled capacity to catalyze societal change. They serve as powerful vehicles for disseminating ideas, challenging established norms, and fostering empathy across diverse groups. Throughout history, we've seen how seminal works like Uncle Tom's Cabin or The Jungle have galvanized public opinion and led to concrete policy changes. In our current information age, books continue to play a crucial role in shaping public discourse and inspiring collective action on pressing global issues. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Q. How do you think technology has changed the way people read? Band 6-7 answer. Technology has made reading more convenient. People can now read books on their phones or tablets, which means they can carry many books with them easily. E-books are often cheaper than physical books, so people might read more. However, some people still prefer physical books because they like the feeling of holding a real book. Band 8-9 answer. Technology has fundamentally transformed the reading landscape in multifaceted ways. On one hand, it has democratized access to literature and information through e-books, online articles, and digital libraries, making knowledge more readily available to a global audience. This accessibility has fostered a culture of continuous learning and has made it easier for people to engage with diverse perspectives. Moreover, technology has revolutionized the reading experience itself. Features like adjustable font sizes, built-in dictionaries, and note-taking capabilities have enhanced comprehension and retention. The rise of audiobooks has also opened up new avenues for consuming literature, allowing people to multitask while absorbing content. However, this digital shift is not without its drawbacks. The constant connectivity and myriad distractions of our devices can lead to more superficial reading habits, with people skimming rather than deeply engaging with texts. There's also an ongoing debate about the impact of screen reading on cognitive processes and long-term memory formation. Interestingly, we're seeing a resurgence in the appreciation of physical books, perhaps as a counterbalance to our increasingly digital lives. Many readers value the tactile experience and the sense of disconnection from technology that traditional books provide. In essence, while technology has undoubtedly made reading more accessible and versatile, it has also altered our relationship with the written word in complex ways that we're still trying to fully understand. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Paradigm shift. Shift. Noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, reading that book caused a paradigm shift in my understanding of economics. To broaden one's horizons, phrase, to expand the range of one's knowledge, interests, or experiences. Example, traveling abroad is an excellent way to broaden one's horizons. Thought-provoking, thvoking, adjective, stimulating careful consideration or attention. Example, the author's thought-provoking arguments challenged my preconceptions. To challenge preconceived notions, phrase, to question existing beliefs or ideas. Example, this article challenges many preconceived notions about climate change. Transformative, adjective, causing a marked change in someone or something. Example, the experience was truly transformative, altering my worldview completely. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing a book or article that changed your perspective. Elaborate on your answers. Provide detailed explanations and examples to support your points. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions naturally in your responses. Demonstrate critical thinking. Show that you can analyze the content of the book or article and its impact on your thinking. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking at length about books and articles to improve your ability to discuss them fluently. Show enthusiasm. Convey genuine interest in the topic through your tone and body language. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Practice regularly, record yourself, and seek feedback to continually improve your speaking skills. For more tips on how to excel in the IELTS speaking test, you might find our article on how to describe a person who has motivated you to learn something new helpful. It provides additional strategies for effectively communicating personal experiences and influences in the test context. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.